7:37 at 7:60 WJR, and the former president of the University of Michigan, you recall, fired, of course, over a relationship with a subordinate, has apologized to the school's board of governors. That apparently was a part of the settlement between the University of Michigan and Dr. Mark Schlissel. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson has further details. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. That settlement guarantees 64-year-old Mark Schlissel a faculty job, retiree health insurance, and other benefits. Our friends over at the Detroit News are reporting that Schlissel, who was removed suddenly in January, will take a one-year leave, which started May 1st, and is entitled to $463,000. Now, the six-page deal, which was signed in April, calls for Schlissel to return as a faculty scientist with a salary of $185,000. The Board of Regents fired Schlissel after almost 8 years, saying an investigation found his actions with the female employee were inconsistent with promoting the dignity and reputation of the University of Michigan. Now, in an April 6th letter to the board, Schlissel apologized, saying it was poor judgment and that the relationship was entirely consensual, was never physical, and did not involve the inappropriate spending of university resources. He went on to say that at a time when we've been trying to strengthen the bonds of trust at the university, it's particularly important that campus leaders avoid even the appearance of impropriety. With that, the university agreed to immediately vest $300,000 placed in Schlissel's retirement plan in 2020 and 2021, plus another $162,000 in another retirement account. Before Schlissel was let go, he was planning to step down next year. Mary Sue Coleman, his predecessor, is now back as president until a successor is hired. Paul W.
I love Mary Sue Coleman. That's not the point here. And I'm not saying that Schlissel shouldn't have been fired. It's just very intriguing to me because when I first heard this story, I did a little investigating and found from some of the highest sources that I could get to, who said to me at the time they didn't really believe that the relationship was ever physical.
Yeah, well, he said
it
wasn't.
And I thought, and now here it is again officially on the record. Dr. Schlissel is saying it was entirely consensual, never physical, and did not involve the inappropriate spending of university resources. Is this where we've come now? Is this where society is on relationships now? He had what appeared to be a very strong friendship with somebody who happened to work with him and for him. Mm-hmm. And we just can't trust that people can have those kinds of relationships without it being some kind of pressurized circumstance. If it truly was never physical and was entirely consensual, what's the point here? What are people believing that she did or felt she was forced to do to keep her job by being his friend? It's hard for me to follow. I think they painted themselves in a corner that they created and has been created in our society in many ways that caused this. Now, I know there were other problems there. I know there were people there at Michigan who did not either didn't ever like Schlissel or didn't like him anymore, or whatever, and I can't help but think this is part of that, too. What did you feel, Lloyd?
Yeah, I felt it had to have a little bit of that involved in it as well. And, you know, it just kind of takes me back, Paul W., to an old adage that, you know, I've heard over the years and 4 years that, you know, men and women, they just can't be friends. Well, you can. You can.
I know a lot of them are friends. You should be. And if you work hard and work a lot, your universe of available friends is probably where you work.
Absolutely. Because you're there, what, most of the time?
All the time.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're there all the time. And the only people you meet and the only people that you end up spending meaningful time with are people you're working with.
Mm-hmm. Well, but look at it this way, though, too, though. Paul W., you know, he was fired and all of that. But listen, you know, Dr. Slessor won't be in the soup line.
No, he will not. And I'm sure that the whole reason that's on the front page, in this case of the Detroit News and other newspapers as well, with the screaming headline, Schlissel's deal costs U of M $1 million in first year. Well, I guess we're supposed to get mad about that, but having not been a part of his employment contract and what they agreed to and didn't agree to, I can't be mad at that. In fact, if they don't like it, they should be mad at themselves for working out whatever deal they worked out without taking into account any number of things that could go wrong.
And nowadays, Paul, you know, they put everything in the world in contracts just to make sure that they're covered.
Right. So will there be a lawsuit from the University of Michigan against their legal representation when they put the contract together? Where does this end?
Exactly.
I mean, I think it should end at, the relationship was entirely consensual between two adults, and it was never physical. I mean, I know that there's, I guess, no way to really prove that, but he's been saying that from the beginning, and I've had other people close to the story, close to the situation, who said to me a long time ago, I don't really believe it was ever physical. And I thought, well, what's all the to-do about? I don't know. Anyway, Lloyd Jackson, thanks for being all over the story. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, on top of the stories. Nolan Findlay is stopping by. We always like to talk with Nolan. He's the Detroit News editorial page editor, and he writes his own column and lots of good ones. And he's going to be going to that third rail that's all over the news all the time now. He's going to be talking about abortion. Stay with us here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 7:44.